This is the Tech Talk Podcast from RNIB.
You may have heard friends discussing about backing things up on the cloud or Dropbox or SendSpace and stuff like that, and you think, what does all this mean? Well, if you think of backing up in the cloud particularly as virtual type filing cabinets, if you like. Remember years ago you'd store files in huge filing cabinets and retrieve them later on? Well, this works in the same way, but instead of physically storing stuff in filing cabinets, you're actually storing it over the internet for later retrieval. And the advantage of doing it this way is that you can share files with multiple computers and sync with other devices. So, for instance, I had a situation a few months ago where I upgraded my iPhone and I'd backed all my contacts and my Apple Notes on the cloud so that when I upgraded to my new Apple device, they were all there. I hadn't lost anything, but I didn't have to install them on the new device. They were just automatically there. It's a great thing about the iCloud and other devices like that. And also, particularly apps like Dropbox, you're able to share files that may be too big to send via email attachments, particularly things like the features we all do for Tech Talk. We share them and send them to each other via Dropbox because they're too big maybe to send as email attachments. But how does this all link in with Microsoft Word? Let me explain. Microsoft Word is a free app that you can install in the iPhone. Once you install it though, you can't really get any further until you sign in with either a Microsoft account, say you've already got a copy of Word that you may have bought and you use your sign-in credentials on the iPhone, or if you have a Skype account you can sign in that way. But once you've done that, you're free to create new blank documents to your heart's content or other document formats that it enables you to do, and it's very easy to use. So I've opened Microsoft Word app on the iPhone. And if you go towards the bottom left of the screen and you look for the new option and you double tap, you are able to then create a blank document.
Is editing. I'm going to read that new thriller soon. Character mode. Insertion point at end.
So now that I've written my words of wisdom, I can look for the save document. So if I go towards the left and find it, I found it, so it's save and close. So I will double tap here.
Save and alert. Save changes to document 2.
And then I flick till it says save and double tap. So now I've got a situation where it's asking me for a file name, so I'll give it one.
Save as. File name. Text field. Is editing. Reading that new thriller. Character mode. Insertion point at end.
I will then flick to the left and double tap on save.
Save.
And what it's going to do now
OneDrive documents. Reading
that is automatically import that into an app called OneDrive. And that is Microsoft's version of the iCloud, if you like. So I've also automatically installed OneDrive on my iPhone. So I'll go into OneDrive and find that new document that I've saved here. I've launched the OneDrive app.
Documents 27/ select documents, files, back button.
So I'll look for this new thriller document.
Documents, heading, add, button, search, selected, list view, thumbnails view, sort by, a note for 1028/ zip, Henshaw's and RNIB letter 226/.
And I think I found it here.
Reading that new thriller, downloaded, 2344, vertical line Julie Rodaway's OneDrive documents.
I could open that and read it on OneDrive. So, as I have OneDrive on my tablet and other devices, I can go on the device and find it. So, it all interlinks very, very nicely.
Thanks for downloading the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.